Hi there and welcome to Global Heart Church. I'm Jared Keane, the Senior Pastor, and wherever you are tuning in from around the world today, really, really hope and pray that in our planning of this message that it's going to really inspire you for the great journey that you are on and for the great calling that you have in your own life. So enjoy the message and really pray that it's a blessing to you today.
And the worship team are going to stay because I'm only going to speak for a few minutes and then we're going to continue to sing. And it helps them staying because it just reminds me to hustle. So I just want to share briefly on the topic, the thought, the title of He Alone is Worthy. God alone is worthy. And we want to take some extra time to worship tonight because I believe it's critical to us as individuals to come to church and to worship God. Before we come and enjoy anything, we come to give something. And before the church was a vehicle for programs, it was a vessel of worship. And before we were a people of mission, we were called to be a people of worship to God. We absolutely are a people of mission, and we love a good program, and we love having a cafe at the church. But that's not why we're here. And before we read some scripture, I just tell a funny story. You know, I referenced it the other day and I don't want to make him sound bad, but my two-year-old son, Micah, he is an absolute champion. And he has such a great heart, but he said to me the other Sunday, he said, "Dad, I don't want to go to church today." And I was like, this is it. This is this moment, teaching moment. Holy Spirit, give me the words to say. It was like anything my dad's ever said from stage, I'm trying to recall it back. Anything I've read in scripture, parenting books, I'm trying to recall it back. And I, you know, the best response I could think of was, why is that? Anyway, he proceeded to tell me about wanting more biscuits in the creche and some other challenges he's facing with various people in the church. But we had this really good conversation where I said to him, well, Micah, we've got to remember that going to church is about God. It's about us going because we love God. It's about us going to worship God together. We can worship God at home, but only at church as church, when we come together, do we worship God. And that's really special and that's really important. And he was like, okay. And I was like, thank God, that's over. And I said, I'll see you again for this conversation when you're 13. So I'll think of some other stuff. But even in a conversation with my two-year-old, out of my mouth to him, I'm reminding myself of what church is about. I don't come to church, you know, there's times where it's difficult to come to church. Maybe the temperature's dropped 8 degrees. Baya would find that funny. Baya's from Canada, she would go to church in negative 20. But maybe it's 17 on a Sunday, it's difficult to get to church. Maybe, you know, one of our friends aren't going to be there. I'm not on roster, you know, whatever it might be. But when we remember I go to church to worship God, to minister to God, it adds an incredible purpose to what we're doing, but it actually aligns us back to why we come here. Because the Word of God teaches us that God is eternal. He has no beginning. He has no end. He's omnipotent, all-powerful. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere and everywhen at once. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the one true God. Everything is subject to His sovereignty and to His authority. And when Christ returns, it says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. You know, Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork." Revelation 4:11, "Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created." Revelation 5:13, "And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, 'To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessed and honor and glory and might forever and ever.'" He is worthy of our praise and worthy of our worship. He alone is worthy of our worship. And praise and worship is such an important part of any church service. It prepares our hearts. It gets us ready to receive the word, but it also is a moment for us to give to God what He alone is worthy of. And it's a position for you to be able to get all of your worship out so that nothing else gets it. Yeah. It helps us engage and connect with God, become aware. Yet it's not about us. It's not an important part of a service. It's an important part of your life. Yeah. It's an important part of creation. All creation is created to praise and to worship God, to shout figuratively and literally of the glory and the goodness of God. And so I love a good point. So I've got 3 points. Point number one, I just referenced it already, but we all worship something. We all worship something. Something gets your adoration. Something gets your attention. Something gets your finance. And sometimes there's things that get all of the above and your energy and your emotions. And that starts to become the thing that you worship. And I feel like Perth's had a pretty good slate of acts coming through lately. We've had Coldplay, Pink, Taylor Swift was in the Eastern States. And you actually see how people have worship a part of what they do, but just unknowingly. Because people will pay for flights, they'll book time off work, they'll get there early, they'll stand in the craziest weather, and when the song starts, their hands go up and they yell, and they just get right into it, and it's an emotional experience, and the goosebumps stand up. I think that is non-Christians getting as close to worship as they possibly can. And it's a bit sad because there's people willing to do that for Taylor Swift and there's Christians not willing to do that for God. And worship is about, there is nothing that I would not give to get into a position to give my God everything. And look, like, Coldplay's great, but don't worship Coldplay. Don't worship people. Don't worship created things. Worship the uncreated God. Number two, worship is a part of your purpose. Part of your reason for being in existence is to be something that worships God. I have the capacity as a human being to worship God. I can give Him glory through, you know, godly choices, through enjoying His creation, through enjoying God, by honoring God. It's a part of my purpose. And you've noticed I've not said by singing, by playing guitar, by playing drums, because that's what we would associate with worship. But your life is a vessel for worship through your devotion and your obedience to God. Number three, God alone is worthy of your worship. Nothing else is worthy of your worship. It doesn't matter how many albums go platinum. It doesn't matter what the person's done. It's God alone that is worthy of worship. We should not worship anything created. And you know, when it's something inwardly that we get, a revelation that all of my passion, all of my love should be poured out on God, to God alone. And that's why worship is not limited to music. You know, people can do various things as worship to God. Sometimes it is walking in the rain to get to church, like that young man from Japan that Pastor Jared was talking about. Sometimes it's forgiving somebody. Sometimes it's quiet obedience to our parents. Sometimes it's painting. Sometimes it is writing a song. But anything you do can be worship to God if it's done in devotion to Him, in obedience to Him, and done with passion. There's no such thing as apathetic worship, which is like, God, I just give you everything. That's the end. You know, like, it's like it's this apathetic approach to it, or like, you know, I'm going to do a painting for God and it only took me 8 seconds and, you know, I just didn't even think about it, I just did it and it's for the glory of God. So hang on. True worship is costly.
Yes.
And true worship, I think, puts us in a, you know, if God allows, God willing, puts us in a position of discomfort, but we persist in worship to God. It starts in your heart and in your mind and then it starts to present in your body. And that's where it starts, but really it's something going on beyond the surface, in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. And before we do worship, I've shared this story once before, but I think it's a powerful thought from the Word of God, and that is the story of Paul and Silas. And I won't read all of it now, just for time's sake, but Paul and Silas, two men of God in the New Testament who end up in prison for sharing their faith and furthering the kingdom. There's a great story where they're in the prison and it says that they begin to worship God and to sing, and God moves and the shackles break off and all of the prisoners are freed. That's where we get that great song, "Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance." Anyone from the 90s? Okay, just a sprinkling of us. But what's so interesting is that Paul and Silas didn't know that was going to happen. They weren't worshiping to get the chains off. They were worshiping God because He was worthy. We got to be careful to be worshiping because we want something. You'll say, God, I'll give you my worship if you take these chains off. Paul and Silas did not know that was going to happen. That was not something that had happened before. And I liken it a little bit to when you get conditionally approved for a loan. I don't know if anyone's had that experience before, whether it's for a car or for a house or something, where you apply for a loan and then they say, we're happy to loan you the money as long as you provide us with this, this, and this to show us that you're good for it. And it's like, before they're all in, we want to see that you're good for it. And we do that with God. It's like, God, before I give you everything, I just want to see that you're good for it. Can you show me that you're going to provide that healing first? Can you show me that you've got my future in your hands first? Can you show me who my spouse is going to be before I really dive into worshiping God? Can you show me what country I'm going to go and serve in before I really start to worship? Could you deposit that $5,000 in my account before I lift my hands? Could you get the pastor to listen to me before I start coming to church more? It's all these conditionally approved loans as far as it is worshiping God. But what we have an opportunity to do tonight with a bit of extended worship time, we're just creating a space to facilitate God doing something in your heart. I can't make you worship. Jaden can go blue in the face saying, let's sing together. But it's your choice. But my encouragement to you as a pastor is don't do the conditional thing tonight, which is I would press in like that person, but they're not going through what I'm going through. Look, we are all going through various things. And I would say there are examples in scripture of people going through horrific things, yet deciding to worship God anyway. Exhibit A being Paul and Silas in prison, not a lot of hope there, yet they choose to worship God. And look what God did. And I think tonight, just fix your heart, your energy, your focus, your emotions, everything. Just focus on God and don't sing and raise your hands to receive something. Do it to give something. We're here to worship God. And I love what my dad, Pastor Jared, says about worship nights when they call it like a worship experience. He's like, look, we shouldn't really be experiencing anything. We should be giving something to God. The experience should be Him experiencing our incredible worship. And it's almost like, you know, we always expect to hear God's voice. God expects to hear ours. And I think come to church not going, what's God going to say to me? Come to church going, I can't wait to say some things to God. I can't wait to honor Him, to bless Him, to thank Him. So let's stand up. We're going to worship. I'm going to come back at the end and pray for some people. But we've got a great opportunity right now to worship, to look to God. Don't do it conditionally. Don't start thinking about your week and everything that went wrong and start requesting things of God. Let's just focus on who He is tonight. If He doesn't do another thing for us, He's worthy of our worship. He has lived the sinless life, has died in our place, given us eternal life, an opportunity for resurrection life. He has made a sacrifice for sinners, people that did not deserve it. He came and died for us and rose again and is preparing a place for us. He's worthy of our worship. Before He even did that, He's the Alpha and the Omega, the great I am. He is worthy of our worship. Why don't you, just wherever you are in the room, just reach out to God. Start to just focus on Him. Just focus on God. Focus on His might, His power, His love, His grace, His mercy, His goodness, His faithfulness. Father, we just together as a church right now, Lord, from the youngest person to the oldest, from the front to the back, Lord, may our hearts be fixed on You right now. Lord, may as we worship You, Lord, may it do a supernatural wonder in our heart, Lord, correcting and, Father, preparing, Father, reshaping, Lord. And we just pray in the name of Jesus, may we have, Lord, together, powerful worship to You. May it be a blessing to You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us online today. Really great to have you with us, and special thanks to those also who give online. Your generosity is making the way for others to hear the message of Jesus both here in Australia and around the world. If you enjoyed today's message, I'd love to encourage you to share this message with a friend, a workmate, a family member, and let's believe together that it will powerfully impact their life for good in Jesus' name. If you're unable to be with us at one of our church locations, both here in Australia and around the world, please join us online every Sunday for Global Heart at Home on YouTube. God bless and have a great week.